B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed. Does that make me
crazy? It's a safe place for your secrets. It's called Confess Your Crazy at 404-741-0985. You could also inbox us anonymously on the Tad, Drex, and Caro page on Facebook. Yolanda, what have you been bottling up?
So you know how during the summer the ice cream truck will drive through the neighborhood?
Yes.
Well, I tell my kids that when the truck is playing the music, it means he's sold out of ice cream.
Oh,
you must
that's
have
so
young
mean.
Kids.
Yeah, that's a parenting hack right there.
My mom actually did it to me when I was growing up, so I'm just, you know, passing down the tradition.
How traumatized were you when you found out the truth?
I found out when I was in my 20s, so I thought it was kind of funny, actually.
I would have loved to have been there when you found out, too, and like you're sitting around with your friends in their 20s. You're like, oh, he's out of ice cream. They're like, what?
All right, Drex, you got one on?
Yeah, it was on our Instagram. A gentleman shot into our DMs but wants to remain anonymous, and you can understand why. He says, I work in HR as a hiring manager. I throw away one of every 10 applications without even looking at it because I don't want to hire unlucky people.
What? That's dirty.
That is dirty.
That's filthy. Now, we have an anonymous caller, and you're remaining anonymous because your family doesn't even know the whole truth of this story.
Okay, my confession is that I called off my engagement. Mm-hmm. It was 2 weeks before the wedding, but I'd already booked the honeymoon. So I still took the trip with one of my girlfriends.
No.
And then the craziest thing is that I met a guy in St. John.
Oh, are you for scuba? Yeah.
Now, are you still with that guy?
Yeah, we are.
Are you calling from St. John? Because I would never come back to the United States.
Nope, neither would I.
No, we're back. He was from here, too. So.
Wow, it was meant to be.
Yeah, it worked out really well.
Rebound, anybody?
Right.
Have you ever been in a situation where you had to jump in and save the day? Where you took control of a situation that was out of, whether you were qualified to do so or not. See, for me, this is very foreign because as soon as trouble hits, yeah. I'm not one of the helpers that run toward the burning building. I'm one of the people who are like, okay, I don't want to see this and run away. And I know that that's a lot to admit.
It's fight or flight. So you're a flighter.
I'm not a fighter.
Now, when you asked the original question, Tad, have you ever been in a situation where you've had to step in and save the day? I was going to ask, is there an option to just walk away?
So you're a flighter.
I mean, is there? I'm asking the question. Is there an opportunity?
I think
to
most
just walk
people,
away?
Most people are flighters. Most people, like, as soon as it, whenever I see something brewing, I'm like, all right, when it hits the fan, I'm out of here. Kara, are you a fighter flighter?
I am a fighter.
You're a fighter?
Yeah, I know. It's very uncharacteristic like of me, but I've been in a situation before where I've been like called into action, had no idea what I was supposed to do or what I was doing, but like had to save the day.
What did you do?
My youngest brother, Getty, was jumping on our trampoline in the backyard, and one of his little friends like double bounced him, and he actually ended up like falling and breaking his neck.
Oh my gosh.
Like, they didn't really know what to do. He was screaming. My mom totally freaked out. So she called 911, and I had taken some like sports medicine classes and had done a couple of things along that line. So I was the one that like calmly had to keep him in place and keep his neck supported and keep him stable and not moving until the paramedics arrived.
See, the only time I've ever seen an accident on a trampoline, and I see it probably about 5 times per episode of America's Funniest Home Videos, and from what I've seen, when that happens, people are just supposed to laugh hysterically and hope that they win $10,000.
Yeah, it wasn't funny.
Jumping in and saving the day. Now's the time to, like, most of the time you'd have to do a humble brag on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now we are asking for this.
Yeah.
When did you save the day? 404-741-0985. It's Tad, Drex, and Caro getting some great stories of the people who run toward the problem, the helpers. I'm a flight person.
You gone.
Drex, you're also a flight attendant when it comes to this.
I'm not going to flight, but I'm going to walk away briskly.
reason we're talking about this story is this incredible event.
Yeah, yesterday in Palm Beach, Florida, a passenger had to land a plane. He had no experience, no idea what he was doing at all, but I guess the pilot had become incapacitated, and this guy had to step in and make sure they all didn't perish.
I have no idea. I can see the coast of Florida in front of me, and I have no idea.
Maintain wings level and just try to follow the coast, either north or southbound. We're trying to locate him.
Hold on a second. This guy had zero flying
experience,
had never been inside a cockpit, not even to, like, have you ever been to Dallas, Timmy, or nothing like that.
And air traffic control walked him through everything, and he safely landed that plane.
Wow. Even the way that the control tower was talking to him, I'd be like,
very
keep an eye on the coastline, south, northbound. Wait, I don't know what any of that means.
What is north? Where? If I'm at Chick-fil-A, which direction do I go?
Exactly. All right, so we're talking to, looking for a cool story about you jumped in and saved the day. Stephanie in Douglasville?
My son was taking the trash out. My niece broke a bottle of hot sauce and put it in the trash can. She was living with me at the time. And my son was taking the trash out, dropped it on the back of his ankle, and sliced his whole ankle open.
Oh.
He missed his whole Achilles tendon and everything. I had to get stitches.
But you saw the blood, and you're like, oh, I'll help you.
Oh, no, I had no choice. I'm a medical assistant, so I, like, freaked out, but it was before I finished school, so I knew immediately that you had to grab him. High pressure, but yeah. I would not let go until the paramedics grabbed a hold of it. They said I squeezed so hard that I stopped it from bleeding.
Wow. See, if I saw the blood, I would be able to help him. I would just convince myself that was the hot sauce.
Yeah.
That's Tabasco. We're good. Christina in Douglasville, you saved the day?
We were staying at my grandma's house while she was at work, and I don't know, we were out of school or something. And we looked out the back door, and her backyard was on fire, and so was her neighbor's. So we call 911, we call my grandma at work, and then we go outside and try to turn the water on, and the water hoses were frozen. So we go and knock on the neighbor's door, because they had no idea their backyard was on fire, and 911 never showed up, so we're out there with mops. Or whatever we can find, beating the fire, beating the flames.
Oh my gosh.
We were in the front page of our newspaper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Christina, I'm going to ask you a question, and this is a safe place. We don't know your last name.
Okay.
Did you start the fire?
No, I probably should have to get a little bit of fame.
Yes. 404-741-0985. Talking about the time that you stepped in and saved the day. We're not looking for flighters this morning. We're looking for fighters after this guy landed an airplane safely, having no previous flight experience, never been in a cockpit before. Tracy and Cumming, what happened to you?
My friend and I, this is back in the day. My friend and I were, we were taking a trip together that neither one experiences the same thing. Okay.
Okay.
And
okay.
One of the state parks in my hometown, mm-hmm. and we were driving toward the back and we saw this car sitting there and we didn't really think anything of it. We got to the back, we were messing around and everything and taking part in something else. And coming back out, this guy is standing in the middle of the road, flagging us down. And he puts his hands inside her driver's door window and says, "You got to help me get out of here. My car is stuck. Can you, like, maybe give me a push or something?" And she's like, "My car's brand new. I'm not hitting your car with my car. No." And he started shaking her window saying, "You got to help me out of here now." And she just floored it. And we start freaking out. And I was like, "Did you see something in that window of that car?" And she's like, "I did." And I was like, "Was it a face?" And she said, "It was." And I was like, "I thought it looked green." And we both said green at the same time. So we start freaking out. We go uptown to the police station, walk in and say, "There's a guy out there. He looks really strange. And there's something in that car. We don't know what's going on, but you got to help us." And they're like, "Well, why were you out there? The park is closed." And she starts spewing this lie about having to take her friend out there to get her car because her brother drove her car out there and was too drunk and blah, blah, blah. So we think we got to go all the way back across town, get her friend to make our story plausible, go back to the state park. And when we get there, there's an ambulance, two sheriffs and a state patrolman. and they're wheeling someone from that car on a gurney, and they've got that guy in handcuffs.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
My brother-in-law was a cop at the time. I tracked him down, and I said, what happened? Apparently, that guy had kidnapped her from West Virginia and had hogtied her in the back seat.
Oh,
and when she
gosh.
Heard voices, she mustered her way up, and that's her face that we saw in the back window.
I've got chills.
And it was one of those old Ford Fairlane cars where you remember when the glass was made of the stupid green stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where the green tint came from the lighting.
Tracy, if you were on what I think you were on, I would not want to be in that situation when all that was happening.
Yeah, I'm going to take drugs, then drive to the police station.
Yeah, exactly.
TMZ and People Magazine call her to see what's happening. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Good morning, Dion and Hiram.
Hey, good morning.
How's it going?
Oh, pretty good. Just on my way to work.
Where do you work?
Macy's.
Speaking my language, Dion. Speaking my language.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Kara, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Why don't you go ahead and kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
All right, Kara, if you could, please leave for a little bit.
I'm out of here, Dion.
Like, were you talking my language? I love you. Get the heck out of here. All right. Kara's going to stand outside the room. We'll ask you these five trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. You ready for question one?
Okay. Yeah, I could sure use the money because I just got engaged. So.
Oh, congratulations.
Nice.
Fans of this blank space pop star believe she'll re-release her Speak Now in 1989 albums this Friday.
Taylor Swift!
Easy now. Question number two.
Yeah.
Apple will stop selling its personal music devices online and in stores after today. What's the name of that device?
iPod.
Number three, mom of three, Hillary Duff. So she was proud to pose in the buff for this month's Women's Health magazine. Please scream, what's the name of Hillary's Disney Channel character?
Jesse, right. I don't know.
Jesse?
Yes.
Okay. Number four, Mike Tyson will not face charges for punching a passenger on a flight last month. In what bachelor party movie did Mike famously punch Ed Helms?
The Hangover.
Number five, Netflix will roll out an ad-supported subscription service starting in November. Name the Korean survival series that was the most watched show in 2021.
Squid Games.
All right, bringing Kara back in.
Yeah, I think that everybody should whisper to themselves, try and figure it out, and then scream the answer. That's the only way we should do it from now on. but Dion and Hiram did well this morning.
Kara, we would like you to yell for every answer.
You have to scream the
answer. Okay, all right.
This is the Scream Your Answer edition of Are You Smarter Than Kara?
Perfect.
It's funny. Question number one, fans of this blank space pop star believe she'll re-release her Speak Now in 1989 albums this Friday.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
That's right. That's what Dion said, 1-1.
Number two, Apple's going to stop selling its personal music device online and in stores today. What's the name of that device?
The iPod.
Yeah, it's done. It's 2-2. That's what Dion said.
Number three, mom of three, Hillary Duff, says she's proud to pose in the buff for this month's Women's Health magazine. What's the name of Hillary's Disney channel character?
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah, Dion said Jesse. All right, 3-2.
Number four, Mike Tyson will not face charges for punching a passenger on a flight last month. In what bachelor party movie did Mike famously punch Ed Helms?
The Hangover.
That's what Dion said. It's 4-3.
I would like to say it never gets old. It actually gets old.
Yeah, it got old after number three.
Yeah. Number five. That was exactly the moment. Number five, Netflix will roll out an ad-supported subscription service starting in November. Name the Korean survival series that was the most watched show in 2021.
Ooh, Squid Game!
That's what Dion said, but it doesn't matter. Final score of 5-4. Dion and Hiram, are you smarter than Kara?
Oh, no, I'm not smarter than Kara today.
Womp, womp. Kara, your new record, 1,269 hey, wins and 39 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Dion.
Way to go, Kara.
No cash, but we are sending you to see the B-52s, part of their farewell tour, November 11th and 12th, Fabulous Fox Theater.
Oh, that's great. Yes, great. That'll be just in time right before I get married. So.
All right.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats.
Oh, thanks. And we love all 80s music. It's great. So I appreciate it. So thank you, guys.
Have a great time in the Clinique counter today. We'll play again coming up at 7:35. Tad, Drex, and Kara.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
728. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Sunshine warm today with a high of 84. 63 in Midtown. Braves tried to come back but lost to the Red Sox 9-4 last night. They're going to play again tonight at Truist. What is going on, Kara?
I'll tell you what your new daily obsession is going to be in a moment. But first, you know it's a hassle that nobody wants to deal with. You go outside to get in your car and it's been towed.
Oh.
It happens to millions of drivers every year. And now we're finding out that some of these tow companies are actually paying kickbacks to property owners and even law enforcements who will tip them off about what cars they need to tow. So, of course, if you're improperly parked, then you deserve to face fair consequences. But most of these drivers are legally parked and being towed anyways. And unfortunately, there's not too much you can do about it. Complaints can be filed, but usually go nowhere. So be careful where you're parking your ride.
I had this happen to me where my car, I thought had been stolen. It had been stolen, but then recovered. And the tow company took the car to their yard and did nothing, didn't contact me or anything.
What? So really?
By the time I found out that my car was in a tow yard, they wanted to charge me over $1,000 in storage fees.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, I got five on my side. And
called a news station.
I got
really?
That car back. Yes.
Wow.
Now, worker shortages are affecting the service industry worse than any job out there. They're down over a million employees since the pandemic started, resulting in many of our favorite restaurants having to shut down. But the owner of Tasty Spoon, Raymond Williams, has found a way to relieve his overworked staff with robots.
What?
Millie greets customers with a digital menu, water, napkins, and silverware. Customers can put their order into a little touchscreen, and then when the food is ready, staff will load the plates onto Millie's shelves and send her on her way.
Huh.
So lots of people are wondering if these robots are simply going to replace people, but Mr. Williams says he's been able to retain all of his employees, and it's definitely like helped morale a little bit because they're not having to hustle as hard.
Yeah, this is a cute little novelty when it first starts, much like the self-checkout at the grocery store. Soon, the novelty will fade and the self-checkouts increase.
Would you like fresh pepper on that?
Do you have to tip Millie?
You don't have to tip Millie.
Okay, well, that's a plus.
But it is good to, you know, tip the people who made your food.
Yeah, that's a debate for later.
Now, speaking of food, online game Wordle has been sweeping the nation. And there's like 16 different spinoffs, like Hurdle, which is kind of like Name That Tune.
Yeah.
And there's a Taylor Swift version called Taylorder. But now there's a food-centric version called Foodle. Martha Stewart is already a huge fan and told her 1.6 million Instagram followers about her new obsession yesterday. So if you're looking for some fun and something to suck the time from your life, check out Foodle, Foodle.net.
Just, I mean, it's only a matter of time before Snoop Dogg has his own game. It'll be called, like, Wordle My Nerdle or something like that.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ashley, you ran into a former classmate at an event.
Yes, we had a high school alumni event.
What's the difference between an alumni event and a class reunion? Is that what you're talking about?
A class reunion traditionally is just that graduating class.
Right.
Whereas the alumni, it's open to the entire school who never graduated from that school.
Okay.
Well, that's fun.
We went to a very popular Catholic school in Brookhaven. And woohoo, shout out to Class of 04.
And what happened at this alumni evening that has you calling us?
So I was at the bar and I was grabbing a drink when I ran into this woman who happened to be the wife of someone I went to class with. And we started chit-chatting and talking. And I said, oh, wait, you're Dan's wife, aren't you? And she said, yeah. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so funny because I haven't spoken to him since he left school in the middle of the year. Senior year, he didn't graduate with us. And I was always wondering what happened to him and how he was doing. She was kind of shocked. She had this look on her face like, what do you mean he didn't graduate from this school?
Oh.
She had no idea.
So let me just recap. So you're at this alumni party for a popular Catholic school in Brookhaven, mm-hmm. class of 04. You run into the wife of an old classmate who never graduated. You mentioned to her, oh, yeah, Dan, he didn't graduate. And she had this was obvious. It was news to her.
She looked pretty upset. And when I tried looking for Dan just to clear the air, it turned out that they had left early. So
okay. So what are we supposed to do about that?
You know, if you could somehow give him a call and I don't know, just I want to clear the air. I feel really guilty. I didn't mean to cause any issues with him and his wife.
How are we going to get in touch with them?
Yeah, I mean, we're good, but we're not super sleuths.
Do you have his number?
I was able to track down his number.
Okay. So we're going to call this guy. You haven't talked to him since in a long time.
Like I said, I really have not had the opportunity to really sit down and talk to him and find out why he left in the middle of the school year or even what happened that night that caused him and his wife to get so upset at each other.
All right. We all want to know what all went down. We'll fill in some blanks coming up when we talk to Dan next.
It's hard to ask for forgiveness. Is it too late now to say sorry? So Tad, Drex, and Kara are here to help you do it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Ashley ran into a former classmate's wife at the high school reunion and in the course of conversation mentioned that this woman's husband, Dan, never graduated from high school. The look on this woman's face, it was obvious that this was news to her. So after this conversation, she's looking around to talk to her classmate, Dan, to clear the air, and the couple had left the party. Ashley, sit tight. We're going to talk to Dan here for a minute first.
Hello?
Morning, Dan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara at B98.5. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We heard that you just had a high school kind of reunion party over the weekend.
Yeah, that's true. I did.
Well, how did that go?
Oh, well, you know, it was a lot of, I don't know, I guess it got kind of dramatic.
Yeah, we heard you guys left the party early. Do you care to tell us what happened?
Well, sure. The woman who got me kicked out of school was there. Uh-huh. And she tried to start drama with my wife.
Oh, jeez.
And I just shouldn't have gone in the first place.
So was this woman's name Ashley by any chance?
Well, that's a pretty good guess. Or maybe you guys know something I don't.
Yeah, well, this is interesting. We need to let you know that this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget. And Ashley is, in fact, on the phone with us. She was calling looking to get your forgiveness. Like, was she the reason you left?
Yeah, she was. She started something with my wife. She started talking about
it. Oh, my gosh. Dan, that is so not true. You know that's not true.
Ashley, you're saying you did not get Dan kicked out of school?
No. Why would I do that?
Well, you know, she can keep telling herself that if she wants to, but she can't stand the fact that I took her boyfriend's spot on the football team and he was stuck on the bench. So,
So hang on, Dan. You were on the football team back in the day and you took Ashley's boyfriend's spot and say that she got you kicked out of school for it?
Yes. And then she accused me of cheating on a test.
What?
And then the next day, I'm not on the football team anymore, and I'm kicked out of school.
What?
Listen, I had no clue that's what happened, but I never accused you of cheating on a test.
No, I remember it like it was yesterday. We were sitting next to each other in government class. We had a test on Monday. On Tuesday, you were mysteriously missing from school, And I was pulled into Father Joel's office saying someone accused me of cheating, and I was out of school, and I was off the football team.
But then, just because I took a day off the next day does not mean I went and told Father that you cheated on an exam.
You want to talk about high school drama? This happened way back then?
Yeah, like 18 years ago. So if you guys graduated in 04, this took place in 2003. Dan, this must have been really bad for you, because if it's the same school we're thinking of, something really cool happened in 2003, Dan.
Yeah, they won the state championship 2 weeks later.
And you weren't on the team, but Ashley's boyfriend was on the was back playing that position on the football team.
I never played football ever again.
Oh no.
Ashley, your filthy little plan worked.
Oh my God. What drama? What proof do you have that that was me?
I mean, come on, just admit it. You know, it's you know,
I'm
what,
not gonna admit
later?
Something I never did.
Well, listen, you're the one who called me. You're the one who brought it up. You're the one who started drama with my wife.
Yeah, I felt bad that your wife was upset. I didn't realize she did not know you did not graduate with us.
Sure, sure. You still have a grudge about it, and you still wanted to bring it up.
Wow. You guys hadn't seen each other for 18 years. Can we make it another 18? Seriously?
Gladly, gladly.
So childish and stupid.
Would you submit to a lie detector test, Ashley?
Yes, I would.
Really?
Oh, jeez.
Sometimes you just, I don't need to actually do that, but you get what you need to know from asking the question.
Right?
Yeah. Listen, guys, I would never do that. What do I gain?
You got revenge. That's the point.
Well, revenge for what? You and I were buddies. Revenge for what?
Guys, I got to ask.
Took a spot.
This is a feature called Forgive and Forget. Ashley called in because she wanted your forgiveness for what happened at the alumni party in the first place.
I will never forgive her. I will never forgive her. I never played football ever again.
That's pathetic, Dan. That's really pathetic.
Well, it is what it is.
Well,
God bless.
You know what?
Good
luck to you. Maybe you should start telling your wife the truth about things.
Well, that's between me and my wife. That's none of your business.
You know what, guys? Normally I would say goodbye, but I'm going to leave you guys on to just keep arguing. We're going to play a song here in a minute.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
On tomorrow's Forgive and Forget, you just don't ditch your family in the middle of Mother's Day brunch. Unless you're Casey, who regrets letting things get out of control a little bit on Sunday. We'll find out where she went wrong tomorrow morning at 7 on Forgive and Forget.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Morning.
Morning. Lindsay in Powder Springs. What's going on?
Well, how are you?
We're well. Could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Goodbye, Kara.
See you, Lindsay. Good luck.
You must be a big Dave Matthews Band fan.
Oh, huge.
Huge. All right. All right. Well, let you know we're brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. We'll ask you these five trivia questions while Kara stands outside the studio. We'll bring her back in. We'll ask the same questions. Answer more right than Kara. You get $100 of her money, or you could pick the Dave Matthews Band tickets. Either way, you should try to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, Lindsay, question one. When Tom Brady decides to retire for real this time, he'll join Fox Sports as an analyst. What position does Tom Brady play in the NFL?
He's a quarterback.
Question two. Tesla's recalling some of their vehicles because of an onboard computer issue. The owner of Tesla recently purchased what social media platform?
Twitter.
Number three, an actor from HBO's show Succession glued his hands to the counter of a Starbucks in protest of the extra charge for vegan milk.
That's real.
What's a medium-sized drink at Starbucks called?
Is it grande or venti? I think it's venti is for medium. Okay,
are
my
you
kids
sure?
are saying grande.
All right. Question number four. Which are you going to go with?
I'm going venti. I'm going venti.
They're saying to you, Lindsay, they're saying it's grande.
Let's go grande.
Number four. Just stop and I'll just ask the next question. Number four, McDonald's has hired a tarot card reader and will give away free food while the planet Mercury is in retrograde. What planet is Mercury next to?
Mars?
You want to ask your kids?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I'm sorry. Hold up. My very.
This is funny.
Is it my very eager mother just served us pickles?
Right. Mine was Mr. Vera eats many pickle sandwiches under Nancy's porch.
My very excellent mother just served 9 pizzas.
What planet is Mercury next to?
What is it? My very eager.
What's very?
Let's just Venus.
Number five, AAA is reporting that gas has jumped 16 cents in the last 2 days. What does AAA stand for?
American Auto Association.
Bring Kara back in.
I mean, after a lot of work, Lindsay and Powder Springs managed to get all 5 right.
Unbelievable. All right. Kara, in the interest of time, because we just chewed up a half hour, can we just move through these quickly?
Sure. Yes.
We're not going to tell you whether you're right or wrong because she got all 5 right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Tom Brady. What position does he play?
He's a quarterback.
Number two, Tesla. The owner just bought a social media platform. What's that social media platform?
Twitter.
Number three, what's a medium at Starbucks called?
Grande.
What planet is Mercury next to?
Venus.
What does AAA stand for?
American Automotive Association?
It took Lindsay a fortnight to answer. It took Kara about 40 seconds. Both got all 5 right, but all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Your new record, Kara, 1,270 wins and 39 losses.
Great game, Lindsay.
Thank you, too.
No cash, Dave Matthews. Have a good day. Don't change.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.